I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. We've talked a lot about the fact that tomorrow the special session gets underway, called by Governor Kehoe to deal with a couple of key issues, redistricting and, surprisingly, initiative petition reform. I asked Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger to join us this morning to talk a little bit more about that. And, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, welcome in.
Hey, Mark. Glad to have you. I hope we had a great Labor Day, and we got a little bit of rain here this morning. I wish it was rain for another hour. My lawn's starting to brown up a little bit, so we'll get there. But we're having great weather in Missouri, so we're doing great, and I hope you had a great Labor Day. We got a big Stiefel golf tournament coming up this weekend, so we got a lot of good things happening in Missouri.
Yeah, we sure do, for sure. What's your take on the special session? I mean, were you tipped off that was coming?
You know, it had been rumor. I kind of kept my distance a little bit from it, Mark, because there were a lot of issues with the congressional delegation trying to sort this thing out, I think, in terms of the map, and I just kind of kept my distance from it. But I think President Trump, obviously, I think, was pushing this pretty hard in terms of getting some redistricting done, and then I think I and others certainly wanted initiative petition reform. So, I don't think it came as a surprise to anyone.
Well, are you actively going to, like, when the session starts, are you going to be over there actively involved in this process? How does that work for you?
Oh, yeah, I'll be in the belly of the beast. So what the process is, so the governor calls a special session. The House of Representatives will take it up first. So this week will be the House of Representatives taking up this redistricting issue together with the initiative petition reform. They will do their work this week, and then the Missouri Senate, which I preside over, will then take it up the following week. So we'll either go in on Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll see how this week plays out with the House of Representatives. Probably eternally scheduled to be in the veto session on Wednesday, September 10th at noon. That may, you know, obviously with this special session, we're going to have to sort things out and see how the representatives play out. But I expect, you know, there'll be a tremendous amount of protesters at the Capitol. I'll be presiding over the state Senate. So it'll be pretty feisty next week in the Missouri State Senate over a couple of these issues.
I'm sure you're being consulted a lot on the legal side of this. A lot of people think that even if the 7-1 is approved by the legislature, this thing's going to court. What will the legal arguments be on both sides that you say legally this is well within the boundaries of what the legislative power is? What's the defense going to be? What are people who are going to be against this?
So, as to the redistricting, obviously my personal preference would this should have been done 2 years ago.
Yep, exactly.
You know, this would brought up more conservative legislators in the Missouri legislature, you know, push this 7-1 issue. Again, so we've dug ourselves into a hole. Now we're digging ourselves out of a hole. It's the Missouri legislature in action. Same with initiative petition reform. You know, should have been done 2 years ago or even probably longer than that. And now we find ourselves digging ourselves out of a hole. And you're left with a little unusual, you know, where it's, done on outside of the census. I have not researched the issue. I think probably the Trump administration and Kehoe administration. We'll see. I expect there will be a lawsuit filed shortly thereafter. But what's frustrating for me is the supermajority of Republican legislators allow them to have this argument. Yep. Because in my mind, this should have been done 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
It could have been done. You take that argument off the table. So from my standpoint, you know, it's frustrating. But I ran as a conservative outsider, you know, to kind of shake things up and kind of move big conservative legislation across the finish line. So I'm absolutely delighted we're going to be taking a good hard look at this initiative petition reform. And I intend on leading the charge and be presiding over the Missouri State Senate next week to see if we can get this done.
Good. That's Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger with us this morning. On the initiative petition reform, the version of this that I've read about that it appears the governor is backing is the current 50.1, 50 plus one vote statewide, and then 50 plus one in five of the eight congressional districts, correct?
Correct. It goes even deeper than that. It bans contributions from foreign nationals. It establishes a criminal offense for fraudulent signatures. You know, it mandates, you know, as you said, initiative petition be passed in all congressional districts. It requires a public comment period on all statewide ballot measures. You know, it provides a copy of the proposed changes before a vote is cast. So there are some real positive things in this initiative petition reform outside of, you know, just the vote total that's required. So, again, I'm very excited. We're finally getting some good conservative legislation brought up in Missouri legislature, and I'm cautiously optimistic we'll get it passed.
Changing to crime, are you in touch with the DOJ about any initiatives in St. Louis to combat crime from the White House and the initiatives that you've seen in Washington, potentially in Chicago this week? Have there been discussions with you bringing that kind of force into St. Louis?
No, but my understanding is President Trump is going to have a news conference at 2 o'clock today. My guess is that might involve the beautiful city of Chicago. And then, you know, I think he's going to move from Washington, D.C. to Chicago. Hopefully St. Louis and Kansas City will be on his wish list at some point in terms of time, in terms of getting his crime under control. But my speculation is that Chicago is probably going to be his next bestow that. But I think Governor Kehoe has been in contact with them, you know, in terms of what the role of the National Guard would be. But really, that's a big issue both Governor Kehoe and I campaigned on is public safety. We need to get this crime under control in both St. Louis and Kansas City, and frankly, other areas. Columbia has a lot of crime. Joplin has crime. We really need to get this crime under control in these urban areas so you feel safe, you know, walking down to the St. Louis Cardinal game or going to a St. Louis Blues game. So we would be open arms. We'll engage in that dialogue. I think Chicago may be his next one he's interested in, though.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We could certainly use some help in St. Louis, too. Lieutenant Governor David Wasinger, thank you for your time today.
Always a pleasure, Mark. All right, take care. And I look forward to seeing everybody at the Missouri Right to Life Dinner a week from or next Monday.
Yes,
Laura
yes,
Trump will be there out in St. Charles County. So we look forward to seeing everybody there.
We'll all be there.
We will be there, sir. We'll see you then.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep, have a good morning.